The Property Pod. Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello, this is The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The historic Newlands Rugby Stadium in Cape Town is up for sale. This comes after the Western Province Rugby Football Union decided to move to the Cape Town Stadium as the new home base for Western Province and the Stormers. The union has been under financial pressure and tried to have joint venture deals to unlock development on the land within the precinct, first with Investec Property a few years ago and then another private group. However, both deals fell through. But the latest development in terms of Newlands Rugby Stadium is that SA Rugby is now involved and the decision has been made to sell the stadium through a transparent bidding process. Commercial property services company Galletti has been appointed to handle the sales process. We are not going to go into the history, but Galletti's associate director Wes Cohen joins us on the line now on the Property Pod to tell us more about the sale. Welcome, Wes.
Hi, Serena. Thanks for having me.
Wes, Galletti was appointed in February to handle the sale of Newlands Stadium, from what I understand. Where are things standing currently?
Yeah, and we started the process in February. We were actually appointed about a month before that, but we were appointed to run a sealed bid process on the property, which commenced on the 15th of Feb. At the moment, we're expecting the initial bids from potential bidders to come in this week, actually. So the end of this week, the first non-binding bids are due, and hoping to close out the process by the end of May.
How has interest been? I'm sure you can't mention names and of interested parties and that sort of thing, but what are the kinds of property companies or investment groups interested in the property? Is it quite huge interest?
There's been a lot of interest, obviously with it being such a landmark in the Western Cape. But, you know, your typical listed and private property entities, the landlords and property owners, as well as there's a couple of international developers and investors that whose interest has also peaked. So, yeah, we expect a number of bids at the close of the week from a varying group of investors, actually, yeah.
In terms of the property, in terms of scale, bulk, and components to the property, how big is it? And, you know, what will a prospective buyer get from buying something like this?
So the property is currently zoned for community use, which allows hospital, place of worship, place of instruction, and then consent use of boarding house or conference facilities. So we expect that it will go through a rezoning and planning process. The property is, as it stands, registered at 43,000 square meters. The current zoning allows for 60% coverage and a floor factor of 2. So, you know, obviously, it being a stadium, the current height is actually around 6 floors. So we expect that kind of bulk to be unlocked once it's gone through the rezoning process with the new owner.
What can be developed there? Obviously, the zoning process will determine it, but it's quite a big site, and it's also right next door to the Newlands Cricket Stadium, which had a development there from a commercial perspective. So I guess it's quite a popular precinct, and will we possibly see the stadium being demolished, residential, mixed use? What do you think could work there?
There are some developers that have got the idea to utilize some of the infrastructure that is there and others that will just essentially knock it down. I think with regards to the use and the area, as you mentioned, the Newlands Cricket Ground, they've just developed about 15,000 square meters of commercial space there, which has been taken up really well by the market. Obviously, given its location, the iconic views of Table Mountain, it's a really sought-after office node, and the office node in itself of Claremont to Newlands trades very well, fetching some of the highest rentals in the country, and even through COVID experienced very little vacancy. So, yeah, from an overall office point of view, it trades well. And then, you know, I foresee a mixed-use type of development similar to that of a Harbour Arch or a Melrose Arch where there's, you know, the live-work-play kind of setup, residential property in the area, so it trades very well. We've seen the likes of Lawson coming out of the ground with their new peak development down the road, which is done fantastically. And yeah, I think the area is looking for a, you know, new funky retail type of setup, similar to that of Melrose Arch in Johannesburg. So yeah, that, I think the three sectors could do very well in that space, yeah.
At the start, whereas you mentioned hoping to finalize the sales process by May.
Yeah, so we expect the bids to all come in at the end of this week, and those initial bids are actually non-binding. Thereafter, we will shortlist the select few bidders and put them into the final round. That then gives them the opportunity to, you know, really deep dive into the property and do some more homework and spend the time and money they need to be confident in submitting the final binding bid by the 31st of May. So thereafter, it will be an adjudication, a selection process, and we're hoping to notify the successful bidder during the month of June.
And just in terms of the property, you talked about interest from listed and unlisted private developers and that sort of thing. But how valuable is this property? What are you hoping to achieve in terms of sale price? It's not an auction, but is there an ideal price, at least more than a certain amount that you're looking to get or the owners are looking to get?
There isn't a reserve price. That's definitely not there. And I think what we are trying to do is achieve fair value for the property. You know, you touched on the history of the asset and the proposed developments and owners that there have been in the past. And I think what we're looking to do is just create a transparent process whereby the property achieves fair value. So that's the reason why we've given the potential bidders the length of time we have and the information up to really go and do their homework and see what they can achieve once the property is fully developed and achieves its highest and best use. What that price will be, that's anyone's guess at the moment. I have my suspicions, but I won't divulge those right now, I don't think.
On that note, is there like a valuation from City of Cape Town of what the value of the property is?
There is a municipal valuation. Goes towards the rate calculation and not really one to would take into consideration the transaction of the property. I think it's more, determining the achievable bulk and the usage of the property and where its value would lie then and, you know, reverse engineering that to determine a base land value.
We will have to leave it there. That was Wes Cohen, Associate Director at Galletti, that's joined us on this week's edition of the Property Pod.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu, brought to you by Asset, South Africa's leading digital commercial property magazine. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.